The moment food is taken from the ground, it begins to lose its life. Though many things can be done to preserve the life in food, the farther it travels from its source, the less life it will have when consumed. This leads us to ask, where can we find food that lives?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with your host, Michael Olson. And now, get ready for 1 hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Well, welcome to the 1335th edition of the Food Chain Radio Show. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends over there in Firenze, who are tuned in as we stream along in the Food Chain podcast at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What. Folks, consider Michael Olson's second law of the food chain. The farther we go from the source of our food, the less control we have over what's in our food. There was a time, not too long ago, that most of our food came from right here on the farm. But then we moved into town, and now food comes from someplace else, and most likely that someplace else is a couple thousand miles away. Much can be done to preserve the life of food as it travels along the food chain from where it was grown to where we eat it. It can be canned, dried, frozen, irradiated, pasteurized, pickled, salted, smoked, and sterilized. The food can also be treated with chemical preservatives that inhibit the growth of microbes and reduce the effects of oxidation. Many of these preservatives are featured on the package labels and carry scientific names that can only be spoken by trained chemists with degrees in something else. When all is said and done, that can be done to preserve the life of food has been done, and the food has been shipped off to market where it sits on a shelf before finally being purchased and eaten. The life left in the food can only be a fraction of the life it contained when it was still in the ground. It would seem very reasonable, then, for all of us who wish to enjoy the best life has to offer, which is to find food that has as much life in it as possible. And so today we ask, where can we find food that lives? Hello out there. This is the Food Chain, and today we have somebody who's going to lead us to some fresh food. Her name is Yayan Gunawan, who is the founder of Drink La Vie. Yaya, welcome to the Food Chain.
Thank you, Michael Olson. Thank you for having me here.
So pleased to have you aboard. Yayan, where did you get that name, Yayan?
Well, it's my parents gave me that name. It's Indonesian. I was born in Jakarta, in Java, and it's Chinese name, except it's infused. It's just, I would say it's Indonesian infused Chinese name.
I've never been to Indonesia, but once on a flight from Sydney to Manila, I flew right over Indonesia. And I looked down there, and it was so pretty. Is it really that pretty?
13,677 islands. It's an archipelago. It's in between Pacific and Atlantic Ocean. Lots of flora and lots of fauna. It's beautiful. I was fortunate to be born there.
Amen. But now you're not there. You're here in California.
Yes. Watsonville, California, the capital of the salad bowl.
That's right. Salad bowl of the world. And some time ago, must have been over a decade ago, I met you because you are a restaurateur.
Raw food restaurant in
and you
Santa
had,
Cruz.
Yeah, a raw food yes. restaurant in Santa Cruz, California. It's a great hit.
Yes.
Raw food?
Raw food, exactly. You know, when I found out about raw food, which was probably a year before I opened my restaurant, I didn't even know what raw food was. I thought it was sushi, and my friend introduced me. I was sitting in my condo in Lake Tahoe, contemplating about what my next life gonna be, and they mentioned about Cafe Gratitude in San Francisco serving raw food. I'm like, sushi? I'm like, no, they do all plant-based. I'm like, wow. So, and they said, they make raw pizza, raw lasagna, raw milk, all plant-based. So I was intrigued by it, and I stopped by at Cafe Gratitude, and it blew my mind away.
And you opened a restaurant.
Right after that, I was just so blown away that I bought a bunch of raw food recipes, and and then I bought a bunch of ingredients I couldn't pronounce at a time, and start making raw food. And as I was doing that, you know, over time, my body changed, my hair changed, my skin changed, my energy level changed. And I was just blown away. People say I look radiant, and I combine it with my childhood dream of having a restaurant. And then we had Cafe La Vie on Front Street in Santa Cruz,
and it became kind of a cult classic there. And I know my girls drugged me there, said, we have to try this. And we had this great smorgasbord of raw foods.
Yes, wow. Yes. A lot of young people did that to their parents.
Parents came in with, what are we in for now? No hamburgers here.
No.
So your career then kind of morphed into something else, which is still La Vie.
Yes.
But instead of raw foods, it's raw juices.
Raw juices, probiotic drinks, raw juices. And now we get into cultured broth, probiotic salads, and soups. And we're going to get into like probiotic spread, and mm-hmm. also cleanses. And superfood coming up soon.
Well, I had a sample that your chef of your probiotic salad, mm-hmm. And I took it home, and my wife ate it all.
Oh.
Just before I could even get to it.
I'm sorry.
So it tastes pretty good.
Thank you.
Now, La Vie, what does La Vie mean?
La Vie means French. I mean, life in French. And I...
La Vie,
it oui. Served two purposes. You know, like, it's life and also, you know, it's La Vie, you know. That's life. Life food and, you know. So, yeah.
So life is what we're here to talk about
today.
That's right. The life in food. You know, when you walk down the aisles of a supermarket, most all of the food there is pretty much dead.
Yep. Just because you walk through the healthy grocery store doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. So pretty much anything that comes in a package is a long way from when it was in the ground. And many things have happened to it, and many things have been added to it. And what happens when we eat dead food?
Then we become dead.
There you go. I guess so.
Well, the Native American believe that you are what you eat, right? So that's, you eat live food, you become alive. I experience my body change when I start eating more live food. I become more alive. It's funny thing is that I feel like I change. I have changed. My palate changed, and I have... Believe it or not, I have a new sets of friends, new sets of communities, and new partners, and all that stuff. Everything changed around me when I changed my frequency, or you know, of mm-hmm. what I eat. You change one thing in your life, it changes everything else.
And eating real food, eating food with life in it.
What a concept!
Now you're kind of going against the grain of conventional food producers, where people buy something from a couple thousand miles away and put it in a package. They grind it up and put it in a package and put some preservatives on it and send it off.
Right.
Dead food.
Right.
And you're just exactly the opposite. Describe how what La Vie is. What is in this bottle?
Well, La Vie reminds people of what food should be and how it should be prepared. You buy the ingredients locally or grow it yourself and eat it locally. What we do is basically how people used to do it long time ago when they didn't have any food processors or they didn't have any refrigerator is you preserve the food naturally and you don't process it. You either, you know, blend it, you know, or chop it and eat it. You know.
Close to the ground.
Yes.
So I often encourage people to fine food with its farmer's face on it. And that's really, you know, when I look at the bottle of La Vie, now I know who the food is, how your face is on that food. And it's really quite extraordinary because you source all of these materials as close to home as possible. You process them here. Mm-hmm. You put them in bottles, and people buy them at the farmer's market. So you really are food with its farmer's face on it then.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Like our, a lot of our ingredients come from the farmer's market. We try to be mindful about the carbon footprints. Like, for example, the ingredients we got are from our farmer's friends. They drop it up at our booth, and we take them home with our truck that drop off. You know, we have 20-something farmer's market a week, and our truck drop off, only one truck drop off, five, and so we have two, so 10 a day. And then our marketeers who sell the food show up at, you know, locally, they live locally, they just show up at the booth, and voila, you know, Sunday, the truck go to the market with full products and come back with ingredients.
Ingredients.
Yes.
Amazing. So this is as close as you can get it to home, right?
Yes.
You're working with 20 farmers markets throughout the San Francisco and Monterey Bay
San
area.
San Rafael. Yes.
From San Rafael to Santa Cruz here.
Correct.
And so you have your fingers all over the place. And so when you take your La Vie products to the farmers market to sell, then you work with the farmers at the market to bring you food.
Yes. We also look at what's being produced that season or what's grow in that season, and mm-hmm. then we try to incorporate it. Not to mention, I forgot to mention that all the stuff we have are in a glass jars or bottles, and customers buy and return them at the market, and we bring back those empty bottles and rewash them, and all the labels are reused and everything.
So this is really food with its farmer's face on it from all of the farmers markets in the San Francisco and Monterey Bay area. So they have their farmers representing throughout Central California here. So you have a great way of finding the best food from the best farms.
Yes. And we live in one of the best places for food supplies.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think that your model of business could be replicated in, for example, Kansas?
In Kansas City, that's a good point. I would say maybe if Kansas, you know, first of all, I've never been to Kansas, but if they do grow something, they can preserve it. They can ferment stuff.
Well, there it comes.
And put it in the jars. So in the wintertime, they can have a really good, you know, quality food.
That's great news, because when we get back, I'm going to tell you the story of my grandmother's root cellar. And what I found in there is truly extraordinary. Folks, this is a Food Chain Radio Show. Michael Olson with Yayan.
Yes.
Yayan.
You know, I can
tell. That's a pretty cool name. Well, Yayan.
Here's how I explain people when you.
Just a sec. Wait till we get back from this break. Do stay tuned.
Sure.
And now, more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Michael Olson and Yayan Gunawan, who is the founder of Drink La Vie. And I was before the break, I was going to tell you, you mentioned the fact that even in places like Kansas, you can preserve food and keep them. Well, I remember being in my grandmother's root cellar in Belfry, Montana. And she was down in the root cellar, so I walked down there with my camera. And the whole, all four walls were lined with preserved foods in mason jars, all kinds of colors. It was beautiful. And that's what you're talking about doing with all the farmers.
Yes.
Of the farmers markets in San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas.
That's right.
Extraordinary. So that food is probably full of life because...
Absolutely. And it's better than getting frozen food from somewhere else. It's more sustainable, and it's full of life and enzyme in that jar. So Speaking of grandma, I tell my customers that eat what your grandma would eat. That was because the grandma probably born before 1950. Well, the foods were, you know, sustainability and food farming was still honest and good at a time. And things go bad.
Yes, things changed. And now they have ways of preserving food so that they can ship them thousands of miles and from clear across the world. And by the time they get to us, not much life left into them. What happens when we eat food without life?
Then you don't get the enzymes, which is good for, you know, as we get older, enzymes responsible for even blinking your eyes, you know. Then you get probably inflammation, which is a big thing these days, is inflammation. Inflammation can be heart disease. It can be
the basis of almost every problem that we face.
Yes, yes. So, speaking of food traveling from all over the world, I just don't get it. I mean, it's their food grown everywhere in every country. And why do we need to ship food all over the world and costing so much money for transportation, costing so much money to pay people to do it?
And you have one truck that collects food from all the best farmers in the farmers markets.
Two trucks and two minivans.
And so you're the chef. You put all of these ingredients together and you turn them into your products, and you put your products in jars and bottles.
Yes.
And then you send them right back to those farmers markets.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Well, what I produce is basically what I like to eat. I look at my plate, what's living on this food. I mean, I don't eat all raw food, but I would say that it's got to be some raw living food on my plate, whether it's cultured or raw.
Now, when I was visiting your kitchen, your chef was working on ginger.
Mm.
And I said, oh, I love ginger. I use it for my bone tea.
Mm.
And he said, you do what? I said, yeah, I put it in my bone tea when I cook up my bone tea. And he said, you're losing all the enzymes when you do that.
Yes.
And I thought, huh. So how do I apply my ginger in my bone tea raw?
You can always put that juice ginger at the end that you get that. Ginger isn't one of those things that it's okay to cook it, but like 20 minutes or so is good. But
not when you're making bone tea. Well, that was a little side note there, but raw food, most of what you do is raw.
Yes, yes. Or cultured.
Or cultured, yeah.
Yes. So there is that difference. Raw is just raw, like you're eating salad or something, like cabbage. You eat raw cabbage, but then cultured is when you ferment the cabbage. Then it's fermented, cultured. Or when we make broth, we add chickpea miso at the end, so that become cultured broth.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, one of the things that we're recently becoming accustomed to thinking about with respect to human health are all the bugs that we have living in and on us.
Mm.
And as I understand it, the cultured foods are very good for our microbiome.
Yes.
All those trillions of little bugs need to be fed too.
Absolutely. There is 100 trillions approximately. Of course, everybody's just 100 trillions of bugs in our body, and not all of them are good. So you want to have most of them are good by feeding them with good food, with prebiotic and probiotic. So when you eat your food, look at your plate. Are you eating your good bug or are you eating the bad bug? When you're eating the sugar or the refined food, you're feeding the bad bug, and they do grow. They grow every second. So people get sick because they're more bad bug than the good bugs. So we want to always remember, what are you feeding when you're eating?
So I tasted some of your beet kvass, which is like drinking a beet.
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
And it's not sweet at all.
No.
Which is something that I really appreciate because I have become accustomed to running away from sugar. Simply because for weight, but also because sugar feeds bad cells,
correct,
cancer cells.
Correct, yes. So what happened to that beet that you had is we peel the beets and then we chop it and then we put it in the water with 6 strains of probiotic, including Acidophilus, and we add salt to it so that no bad bacteria grow in that vessel. And then we leave it for 3 weeks. And then we take out the beets, and it just a beautiful purple color water in that vessel.
With all of those?
With all the 50 million of probiotic per ounce, approximately. You know, so a lot of people ask me, what's the difference between our drinks and kombucha? And you notice that we don't make kombucha because we don't believe in sugar, water, and tea, you know, fermented, you know, together and all that stuff. Those are not good enough ingredients for Lovey.
So, and the difference being is that you don't put the sugar water in.
No, we don't. You can't find sugar in our kitchen. You can find coconut palm sugar, which is unrefined sweetener, but you can't find any refined sugar in our kitchen.
So it's a challenge to people,
yes,
to be able to drink or eat something that's not sweetened. Ooh, what's wrong with this? It's not sweetened. But when I tasted the beet kvass, the beet came through like, wow. I'm a beet.
Beets are so good for your liver, kidneys, and cleanse your blood. And for male organ, you know, it's about circulation, right? So beets really increase circulation. And so, you know, not just, it's a wonderful product, not just for women, but also for men as
also
well.
Also for men. There you
yes.
go. Well, it sure tastes good to me. And
thank you.
There you go. Let's talk about what you do with you take all of these foods from the farmer's market, bring them back, process them, and then put them in the bottles. But they all have a different purpose. They have all kinds of different products that you make.
Yes. So we categorize them into several categories. Like we have power meals, which is mostly raw drinks that's made with mainly almonds, fresh sprouted organic raw almond, which is very rare to get these days to get the raw almond. But
isn't it against the law to have raw almonds or something like that?
Don't tell them though. No, just kidding. Yes, these days they make almond farmers to, you know, pasteurize it, but we found a source that save those almonds for us, so we have some, you know, stash away somewhere.
Well, then let me ask you this. Is it dangerous?
So far, all our customers still alive.
There you go.
Drinking it, and I'm drinking it. My partners and his son love it and drink it almost every day. So anyway, back to the category, we have power meals, which is
power meals.
So instead of eating, let's say sometimes you just don't feel like eating, and because for whatever, you just finished working out, you know, you're not meant to eat right away after working out. So power meal is there to make you feel satisfied without eating. And the fact that it's in liquid form, it goes straight to your bloodstream, and it turns into energy right away. Same effect as you drink alcohol, you feel it right away.
Right away.
So that's power meals. And then we have the raw juices, which is mixed juices that is have shorter shelf life. It's not pasteurized, and they're like the coconut water that we chop the coconut at our kitchen, and then put the water
into the
bottle.
So it's the real deal. Then.
It's the real. It's the best coconut water you ever had. And every time I have a sip of it, it just reminds me of back when I was in Indonesia on the beach. You know,
with a machete.
With machete. we had so many of those, and it's the best coconut water. And then we have the culture food like the broth. We have magic mineral broth, and we have the miso broth made with sauerkraut brine. You know.
Tell me about miso.
miso is a wonderful product. As you, I don't know if you know that those people who survive in Hiroshima and Nagasaki are people who ate miso and seaweeds. You know, those are very, very good in deterring toxic, you know.
And they have all of the trace elements that you can possibly imagine are in it.
Absolutely. Look at those Japanese people. I mean, look at how wonderful their skin looks, you know, flawless almost, you know. And then we have the coconut yogurt, which is so amazing. It's one of our best products. People who sample it always buy it. I know they're not inexpensive, but it's worth every single dollar.
Michael
of it.
Olson's third law of the food chain: cheap food isn't.
Correct. What are you paying, right?
Yeah.
Vote with your dollar.
That's right.
Yes.
And cheap food tends to be not very cheap when it gets right down to it, because what you do pay for isn't there.
Absolutely. No. Like, what is it worth when you're not feeling good? You know? You pay for something. To me, it's better to get quality stuff than wasting your money on something that's half work.
Or even not half work. So you have a complete range of different things. And you have shots?
Yes, we have wellness shot. What it is, Michael, is we're trying to support people in any way possible. All the food we make, they can make it at home. But if they're too busy, we're here for them. And it's honest food, honest and functional food, something that I'm proud of, something that I can say, yeah, this is absolutely good for you.
When my wife ate your cultured salad, she said, oh, she's just like having a personal chef.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I could do this, but it would take me a long time, and instead I can just sit here and
yes,
eat right out of the jar.
It's simple, but there's a lot of trial and errors when we were making the products. Mm-hmm. To make the coconut yogurt as good as it is, or the drinks as good as it is, there are many months of trying it and perfecting it.
Tell us how you make coconut yogurt.
We use good ingredients. The key is using good ingredients. We chop the coconut to get the water first to use it to blend it with the real coconut meat. We blend it together and then we add whatever ingredients. Like if it is blueberry, we get the real blueberry from the farmer's market. And then we get the real coconut palm sugar.
All of this is real food.
Absolutely. You can tell it's heavy when you carry this coconut palm sugar. It's heavy. It's real food. It's like, as opposed to processed things like crackers or bread, they're light. You know, that's how you determine real food.
It seems like, you know, the way you make money in the food industry is you take a little of something expensive and mix it with a lot of something cheap and put it in a very colorful package.
Yes. And put the big font on the stuff that the people want to see, like what's trending. And then all the other ingredients, put it in a smaller font so you can't see. You think it's really good for you. You have to be careful.
And use the scientific names, too, so that nobody can pronounce them.
If your 4 years old kids can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Yeah, there you go. And so you mix it, the coconut and the coconut water, and the ingredients, and what makes it a yogurt?
We put, after it's blended, we put 6 strains of probiotic, including Acidophilus. And all the strains of probiotic, you can see it on the package. Every strain of probiotic has a function. It's like, okay, like hiring plumber and hiring electrician, hiring things to make your home together. So every strain of probiotic has our probiotic that we chose are specifically really, really good for digestive system. So they really work. They really...
They're really feeding the bugs in our belly.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been around for 17 years, and we would not be around if our products don't work. People keep coming back. We have customers that have been with us for many years. Our products really work. And if it doesn't work, I wouldn't feel good about giving it to you or selling it to you.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here shortly, but I want to learn why you don't sell it at like the big box store. This is all food by hand. This is all food with its farmer's face on it. Why don't you expand and grow huge and all the way across the country?
And make tons of money.
And make tons of money.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, we're going to pick it up when we come back. Folks, this is the Food Chain Radio program. Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What. We're talking about where on earth we can find food that has life in it, that still lives, that hasn't been dead too long. We're doing so with Yayan Gunawan, who is the founder of Drink La Vie, which is Drink Life. Right back.
So much to say, so little time to say it. On the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Yes, so much to say, so little time to say it. So the question before Yayan Gunawan, who is the founder of Drink La Vie, which is French for drink life, enjoy life. Think of how much fun life would be if you were really healthy, if all of your body was working at its optimum. And really, the only way it can do that is to eat the right food. You eat the bad food, things are going to start misfiring on you. So that's what we're talking today about, eating the best food that still has life in it. And one place to find it is at the farmer's market. And at the farmer's market, you could even find La Vie. And what La Vie does is takes their product to market, and then collect food from all of those farmers at the market, the best food in the world, and bring it back, and they process it and put it into a bottle, and put a label on it that says La Vie. Wow. And it sure tastes good. So, why don't you do this for the big box stores?
Very good question. 17 years doing this, Michael, I've tried, I wouldn't say everything, but almost everything in the food chain. And I realized that my food doesn't taste the same when it went to grocery store, because our food, our La Vie food, grows. Everything grows inside that bottle every second.
It's still growing.
That's living. Why it works. That's why it does a good job in your body, because it's living. It's not dead. It has enzyme. It fight inflammation. It's prevent you from getting sick, because it's all the, you know, and one of our bottles has 64 vitamins and minerals in it. So why do you need supplements? You don't need supplements. So that's the reason. And also for us, our ingredients are high quality, and
can't do high quality and mass production is what you're saying,
it's,
right?
And tastes good, you know? I mean, our yogurt would blow up at the grocery store or before it hit the grocery store. So if I send it to big box, I have to use a distributor that would pick it up from my place. Let's say pick up fresh the day after. My yogurt lasts only 2 weeks. And then the distributor will take it to their warehouse. And then from their warehouse to the big box. So,
are you saying your food does not have a good shelf life?
It doesn't, unfortunately. I mean, you know, I have kvass that lasts 6 months. That probably one thing that can be done. But to get a big box, I'm just a small producer. It costs about $1.2 million to bring one SKU, one product to nationwide. We have, I don't know, 40 SKUs. So
a SKU being a product line.
One bottle, like with kvass in it. And with the kvass category, I have four of them, you know. So it costs $5 million to go nationwide with just those. And it won't taste the same, you know. And I'll be competing with big big companies, you know. Mm-hmm. It only works when your ingredients are inexpensive to go right. nationwide, like there water, so like water or tap concentrate water. Something, yeah. you know, with something else, you know. That's not what I'm about. I'm all about... So the way we do things, and this is what I tell, what I educate my customers when they say, oh, my goodness, you know, it's $11 or $16. Like, yes, because the way we think of creating a product is this. We say, this is good for my customers. And I know my customers because we have a direct mm-hmm. relationship with them. And we make it, and it's high quality stuff, and it works. And this is how much it costs us. This is how much you customer have to pay. So instead of the opposite of this massively produced, is they say this is gonna be a trending products with whatever ingredient it is, and we are targeting to make it at X amount of dollars at the grocery store, and this is how we do it, and this is how we cut costs of. How we sure. make it, you know, that's not us. I wouldn't feel good about it.
You know, my thought is it's always best to eat the best and eat less of the rest. And if you eat less of the rest, then the best isn't so expensive.
Yes.
And that cheap food really is expensive. You know, we're talking about how it's light.
Right.
There's nothing
well, if
in
you
it.
Look at the industrialization of food since 1950 till now, before 1950, the dementia rate is 1/5 of what we have right now.
Yeah.
Everything is much less now. Look at in Santa Cruz. Look at the hospitals are sprawling all over town, and it's sick care. You know, we want to do preventative here. Yeah. It's the only thing that almost probably one thing that you have control over in life is what you put into your body. You got to respect your body. Your body is mm-hmm. the only thing you have. So give it the best so you can produce the best. I mean, I used to have brain fog. I mean, I can't think clearly. I mean, the world does not need more geniuses. We need more conscious people. And conscious people come from, you know, healthy gut and healthy food and all that kind of good stuff, you know.
Yeah, and the gut has a way of influencing what's going on in the mind.
Absolutely.
Too. Though they don't seem to be connected, they are.
Oh, my goodness. The gut health connect to your brain. And the amount of it affect your happiness. Look at the amount of depression going around in this country. It's the children. Yeah. It's mind-boggling that I discovered that lately.
Yeah, one of the most frightening radio shows I've ever done a few weeks ago with Zen Honeycutt, who is Mothers Across America. Mm. And her mothers across America took samples of school lunches and put them in and froze them and put them in sandwich bags. And they shipped these representative samples from all over the country to test labs. And what they found in the school lunches was so frightening.
Mm.
It's just so scary.
And these are young people.
And this is our future that we are feeding
absolutely.
This stuff. Now, it's cheap, right? It's institutional food is always the least expensive food because yes. that's how they bid it out.
Yes.
Whoever
yes.
can make ham sandwiches for the least amount of money gets the job. But in giving our children that cheap food and seeing the consequences of those feeding that cheap food... it's just scary. Our
I future. Almost want to write a book about stop poisoning your kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of books like that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there is. I just, my heart breaks when I see kids running around with fried Twinkies or cotton candies and all those things. And then they behave differently and or they... You know, they have ADD, and it's like, well, what are you feeding your kids?
There it
you
is.
Know? But it comes from consciousness, from the parents. The parents got to be educated, you know, and all that.
Well, and that's the great struggle for you as somebody who is selling probably the liveliest food I've ever tasted or seen. And how do you sell that notion that what you're selling is probably, when it gets right down to it, the least expensive food in the world because it does the most good?
Yes.
So somehow you have to reach past the brain-blood barrier and get right to the soul of people.
Well, farmers market is the best place to do it because those people really care about what they're buying, where they're buying from, supporting the local and vote with their dollars. And it's, we educate our customers through the people that work at the farmers market. We're not
so
just,
your marketeers are very important.
Very, they're our. We educate them. We have Zoom meeting once every 2 months with nutritionists or with the, wellness coaches out there that I believe in, that believe the products too. And by educating them, they educate our customers. When I had the restaurant, we had multiple guest speakers, from David Wolf to Brian Clement of Hippocrates Institute. We had Victoria Butenko, who promote raw food, and in our menu we educate them with the ingredients we use, what they are. Mm-hmm. Long time ago, when I started the restaurant 17 years ago, people didn't know what quinoa was or kale.
Kale,
yeah. Then kale become big, you know. So I believe
Brussels
in this
sprouts, is
Brussels sprouts.
And Brussels sprouts.
And we make chocolate torte out of avocado.
Wow.
Cashew. We make a cheesecake out of cashew. We reuse the ingredients. Like we make the, we juice lemon and then we use the rind of the lemon, the skin, to become our cleaning products.
Right.
So those kind of, we didn't waste anything. The almond milk, we use the almond pulp to make the cake, the crust for the cake, you know.
Nothing goes to waste.
Nothing went to
fresh,
the waste. No. Everything was fresh, so.
How do your marketeers sell somebody? For example, when I take a sip of the beet kvass, to me, it's beet.
Yeah.
It's just unequivocal. It doesn't taste like Coca-Cola or anything like that.
No.
No sugar.
No.
So it has a real powerful taste.
Yes.
But I don't suspect that many people tasting that would go, ooh.
Yeah.
So how do you sell it?
We sample them.
We
talk about the benefits of beets, mm-hmm. which is really good for your liver, kidneys, and cleanse your blood. We talk about the benefits of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
We get to know them, so we know their name, what they like, and that's relations to selling at the farmer's market. They often ask how things are done. So
sure.
They got educated.
That's the best part of food with its farmer's face on it. You can look into the eyes
yes.
and see what's in the food.
Absolutely. And you can taste it too.
So you have sampling. Say, try this,
yes,
try this.
Yes. And, we make healthy food delicious. You have to make it delicious. Otherwise, no one's going to eat it. When we research it or trying to develop a product, and we have our customers try it, and if they say, oh, it must be healthy for you, and it's like, we're going to take it back because that means it's not good. It doesn't taste good. Yeah.
Now, there's one thing I want to get to before the time slips away on us, as it always does really quickly around here, is your cleanses.
My cleanses.
Yes.
Amazing. 500 billions of probiotic in one day. That's what you get in our cleanse. 6 bottles. We number it. They don't have to think about it. It's 6 bottles a day.
6 bottles in a day?
Yeah. We also come up with the winter cleanse, which incorporate the broth and the soup into it. So we can stay warm while doing... I personally like my, broth and my tea and all that stuff. So something warm in the winter. So they get... focus on digestive system. That's our cleanse. And they always say they feel good when they come out of it because they get to experience all this pure food, no gluten, no dairy, you know. So that's the difference. And they have a lot of energy. But I would say before they go on a cleanse with us, I would go pre-cleanse and we explain to them what the pre-cleanse is. You know,
what
we
is
have,
it?
It's drinking one probiotic bottles a day instead of eating. So that way...
Okay, so you're...
Yeah. They
fasting.
Yeah. In a way, they reduce the amount of calories that they usually do. And then getting familiar with the cleanse, with the probiotic that we have in the cleanse. Because
right.
It's not just juice cleanse, you know. I mean, it's more than that. It's not just juices. It's probiotic and also some... like life within it.
So, excuse me, in one day, you can get a good cleanse going. So with your cleansing kit, six bottles, they're each numbered 1 through 6.
Yes.
So every 2 hours,
yes,
you
yes.
have a juice. And by the end of the day, you're clean.
Well, you know, I suggest to do, it depends when last time you do your cleanse, the 3 days probably more effective. It's like going on vacation, you know, like when last time you went on vacation, if you haven't gone on vacation for a while, then, you know, the longer one will
right,
probably
right.
more beneficial yeah. to you. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Yeye Gunamon, founder and spiritual leader, as it were, of Drink La Vie. Where can we find out more about you?
On our website, drinklavie.com.
Drinklife.com.
La Vie is spell L as Larry, A, V, Victor, I, E.
.com.
Yes.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember Michael Olson's second law of the food chain. The farther we go from the source of our food, the less control we have over what's in our food. So go to the farmer's market and get some food with its farmer's face on it. Thank you all for tuning in.
All right.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with Michael Olson. And if your friends missed the show, tell them to log on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com for a listen. Now, go out and find some food with its farmer's face on it and live.